Fine. Baruch Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, Nasta, Nastiach. So we're up to now with the Gemara. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah, now we're holding by the Gemara on the Chaf Amar Al Pesach Makos.
About 28?
Yeah. Tanu Rabbanan. Vayikruhu. You shouldn't make a bald spot, right? We have a pasuk on the side of your Gemara, right? Whoever has the Gemara's in the Pesachim. So what does it say? Vayikruhu karcha bereisham. You shouldn't make a bald spot in your head. And don't shave your beard. And your flesh, don't make a scratch. So what does Gemara want to say? I would think, even if you pulled out 4 or 5 bald spots, you only chai one time. Comes a pasuk and teaches me karcha lechayiv al kol karcha v'karcha, to make me chayiv on every single spot. So first of all, what's pshat in this gemara here? How does the gemara start? I would think that you should be chayiv if you do 4 or 5 bald spots. You should be chayiv on each one. Why should I think that?
Is it a grammatical thing that the grammar saying bald spot singular? I mean, do you have to know that? Is that? I don't know.
But it's true, it does say don't make a bald spot. But the word saying, I would think you chayiv on each one. Why should I think you chayiv on each one?
You would think the Gemara would say, you're chayiv on every single one.
Not on one. Only one. Right. The Gemara would say, why should I think you chayiv only one? So really, it's the Gemara meaning why it's questioning. The Gemara later, at the bottom of the page, turning onto the next side, is going to be talking about this first halach. So it's not so clear exactly what you would think. Not so fashion why I should think such a thing. They might say, I would think that you chayiv only one time. Chayiv pasuk tells me, Tamalai karcha, Joshua tells me, you know, you chayiv an extra word to teach me, layikhu karcha, double terminology. So I could have just said layikhu. So the extra word teaches me that you chayiv on each and every one. We'll see anywhere later. It's talking about there was one warning, there was more than one warning. It's not so clear what this scenario was, so the Gemara later is going to elaborate exactly what this case is. So let's see the Rivan. 4 lines at the bottom. 5 lines at the bottom. By what the beginning of the Gemara. Hachi Garstina. La Yikruhu Karcha. Our Gersa just says La Yikruhu. The Rivan's Gersa said La Yikruhu Karcha. He's quoting the whole pasuk. Yachal, I would think, Afilu Karach, Mechulu, Tamalame Karcha. The pasuk teaching me Karcha. So where do we see that? How do we know that you're chayiv on each and every one? Because the Kray Yiseru, because the extra pasuk. So here the Rabban saying the first line, the Gemara is making a drasha from the extra word.
Extra word.
The Torah could have just wrote, layikrechu, don't make a bold spot. Why is it layikrechu karcha? To teach you on each and every one, you're chayiv, even if you do 4 or 5, you're chayiv on every single one, a separate malchus. So right now, at this point, the Gemara is making a drasha. Okay, fine, very good. Let's see the Gemara further. Bereisha matam alam. Right, if we go further in the pasuk, what it say? Lo yigru karcha bereisha. So the Gemara wants to know, what's bereisha teaching me? Now, it's really, if you look at the pasuk, you should understand the Gemara right away. What's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara asking? What's Bereisha teaching me? Bereisha is teaching me on your head. Read the pasuk.
Where on the head?
Oh, so that's Gemara's teretz. But in the question, what's wrong with the pasuk? You're asking me the word Bereisha. What's it teaching me? Why does it teach me anything? Why is the Gemara looking for a new drasha? Read the pasuk. It says, "Leikru karko." Don't make a bolt. Stop. Bereishah in your head. What's the Gemara's question? Bereishah. I mean, the Gemara sounds like there's something extra here, right? So I said Bereishah, matam leimar, and you're going to tell me, you're going to teach me a halacha that means don't find anywhere on the head. So let's see the Rivan. What does the Rivan say? Three lines in the bottom. Bereishah, matam leimar.
Yeah.
Lav dafka kamarlei. The Gemara is not specifically really asking what you need Bereishah for. The Havada is true. Because certainly you need the word in the pasuk. Mishum dahava amir, because I would think, karcha kodu, I would think any size, any bald spot you make at all, you're chai.
Kodu, like any size?
Yeah, all that there is.
Like, yeah, like,
and the Gemara says in Amar Beis, the Gemara brings the Rechita, the Gemara is going to say, what's the shear? Rav Huna is going to say that you could see the skin. Rav Yechon is going to say, a different shear, the size of a grist. All there is shear. So the Gemara is going to say, we're going to bring a pasuk that you have to make a substantial bald spot on the head.
Yeah.
So the Gemara and Abayis already uses the word Bereisha. So why? What's the Gemara asking over here? What do you do with Bereisha? So the Kanzer Ivana says, really? It's not an extra word. And the Gemara is lav dafka, making a drasha. We're not making a drasha, we're not saying that it's an extra word, because it's not extra. The Gemara and Abayis uses it. It's not an extra word. So what do you say? Ela midrash kadarish lay, Bereisham mashma kalarish. He said, we're making it, it's not like a drush that we're dashing on an extra word. It's like we're dashing, we're understanding. So to speak, it's like a vocabulary. We're understanding what Bereisham means. Then we're going to explain the word Bereisham, the definition is going to be the entire head.
So would that not be koldu, all of it? Bereisham means all of it, not just bene nechem.
No, but this is referring to the Gemara of Abayis. It's referring to the Gemara of Abayis. It's referring to the Gemara of Abayis because it's sheer how much you have to shave. I mean, because he's saying, we for sure need the pasuk. I would think, even if you shave a little bit, so really I need the pasuk. So what's the Gemara over here doing with the pasuk? Ella, I mean, he's saying an Ella. You understand? But you're understanding the Rashi, then the Rivan, he's not saying an Ella. The way you're reading it, it's not an Ella. The way you're reading was that he's saying, I would think, call the who? Tamalim or Bereisha. Instead, Fred, if he was reading it the way, if you read the Rivan the way you were reading it, he shouldn't say El. He should say Havada Ishach. I mean, that's the whole flow. Again, the whole flow is that he's saying we don't need, the Gemara is not really asking what's the extra Bereisham, because we need it, like I said, at Amud Beis. Rather, we need it. Bereisham is the whole head. You see, it's good to read about now. We still want to say the other way.
So it's Mashma Kol HaRosh. That's, again, that fits in not necessarily the minimum shear, but the area, the kol harush, the whole head, kol demu, all of it.
Again, but then Al Gemara doesn't say that. Al Gemara is saying a different meaning. There's two different drushas I need. You're mixing them into one. I need a drusha, first of all, like the Gemara is saying on my base, the size, how much you have to do. And also, I need Al Gemara to teach me the area, where, and not just between your eyes. Right? So originally, the Rivan is asking, we need the pasuk to tell me the size, right? So I need this pasuk to teach me the size, like it's going to say, it is the size of the bald spot. Right? Right?
So is
Bereisha
teaching the size?
No, so Bereisha is teaching not the size. Bereisha was not teaching the size. Bereisha was teaching the entire head.
Right. Okay.
So you're not talking about just the pain?
No, this is not the pain. Now, this halacha is not referring to the pain. This is for halacha making a bald spot on a dead person.
Oh, a dead person.
On a dead person?
Because of a dead person, on the grief of a dead person. Right.
That's it.
Yes. What does it say again? Bereisha matamalan. What does it say, Bereisha? So he comes right away, he says, Lav dafka kamerle. We're not specifically saying this, that what are you going to do with the word Bereisha? We're not saying, oh, I have an extra word. The Havada, because certainly, Itzrich, we need this pasuk of Bereisha. Because I would think, karcha kodu, I would think it's any amount of bald spot, karcha kodu, any bald spot is your chayivan. So I need the Gemara on the base rate to teach me, Bereisham teaches me there has to be a substantial amount on the head. It's going to give a shear. So what's going on in our Gemara? We're not saying it's an extra word. Ella, rather, he's saying that's not what we're doing. Rather, midrash kadarsh, we're darshing the word, understanding the word itself, that Bereisham mashma kolarash. The word Bereisha, it means, sounds like it's teaching me the entire head.
Right.
He's saying, not because it's an extra word, like the Gemara sound. I mean, what's he saying to you? A minute ago, what would the Gemara say a minute ago? How did the Gemara start off? So Tana Rabbanan, lo yikruchu. So I would think even four or five times. Tamor de karcha. The one of the line before was saying karcha was for the extra word.
Right.
Now the Rabbanan is saying we're not doing that because it's not. But Roshah isn't an extra word. We even use it in other base. Rather, it's just the understanding of this pasuk of the understanding of the word Barashah.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. He's differentiating between the two different drushas. What's going on here?
Could it continue it?
Shlafisha. That's what I'm saying. Meaning, what that we're saying that Barashah teaches me the entire head. Shlafisha and Mechulub is such that he's continuing saying that's the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say because it says right. Because it says by we'll see the Gemara now.
Right. This is
new Rashi here, right? Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the Gemara again. Let's see the Gemara again. Right, the third line of the Gemara. What's it telling me when it's trying to say the word Bereisham, which the Rivan explains, not really an extra word, but how are we dodging the word Bereisham? Lafisha, now right, because it says, since it says this pasuk is really referring to by Yisrael, since it says the pasuk by Yisrael that you should not cut yourself, you should not make a gash or a karcha. We're saying a bald spot between
a gash or a balding.
I thought we were learning a balding now. Ben enechem lameis between your eyes for. On a dead person, on a grief of a dead person. So Yachal, I would think, lo yechayv al albein ha'enayim b'lvat. You're only chayv between the eyes, like the pasuk says. Maybe the only time you're chayv for balding yourself is between the eyes. Minay l'rabbis, from where do I know to include kol harash, that if you make a balding on the entire head, you're chayv malchus. And the Israel is to make a balding on the entire head. Tamalana b'reisham. The pasuk teaches me Bereshim, the rabbis call Bereshim to include the entire head. That's where they're standing for the word Bereshim.
Why did we go the first pasuk in regards to the Kohenim, right? Lo kerfu karcha. Right? Don't make a balding on your balding.
Right.
A bald your balding.
Right.
And then it says Bereshim in your head.
Right.
So it seems like it's already telling us in the head. Yeah? Why would we then come to assume from the second pasuk that it's only between your eyes? Because it says only specifically because the eyes is the more telling us. That
because one pasuk says only between the eyes. So I need the other pasuk to teach me on this, but you have a lot of time.
Do you already have that in the first pasuk, though?
No, but again,
you have to drop down to the second pasuk to then teach back in the first pasuk.
I'm not dropping. You have to realize. See the Rivan. Look at the next Rivan. It's important to see the next. Because of this question, it's important to see the next Rivan. Shalafish, let's see two lines in the bottom. Light is going to do. Be Yisrael. Light is going to do. That pasuk is referring to a Yisrael.
That's the next thing.
I understand, but it's important to the. So, first thing to realize, it was two different topics. So, if I would just read the pasuk of the pasuk of like the skadi l'asim karech ben enechem, if I would only read that pasuk, I would think it means if I would start from there, I'm reading this pasuk right of like the skadi l'asim karech ben enechem, correct?
I hear. If you're
going to
start from the second from the barm, right?
Right. So now I don't.
Then you're only talking about the Israel. Then you're going to stay in it. You're going to stay over there. Then only maybe I hear.
Correct.
If you're going to go that way.
Yeah, okay. That's where we're going. I'm reading the pasuk in the barm.
Right, yeah.
And I'm reading a pasuk in the barm, and it says in Israel, don't. Fold yourself between your eyes.
Then you're going to think only between the eyes.
And okay. If you read the other way, you could just only the coin in.
The heart, and that's the word.
That's the more it says.
Correct.
Then, right.
Right. And the next step, we'll see that also, that it goes both ways. Two things go both ways.
Okay.
Correct. So good. So that's what Gemara is saying. That's what Gemara is saying.
Asking a question and the reason why, not.
Yeah. So let's read this Gemara again. Bereisham atamalam. What's the word Bereisham coming to teach me? What do I learn out of the word Bereisham? Lafisha, because it says, since it says you shouldn't make a cut or a bald spot between your eyes on a dead person, yachal, I would think, you're not chayev only between the eyes. If you actually shave between the eyes, you fall between the eyes, that's your nechayiv. They're alone. Minayim, from where do I know the rabbi is kol harash, to include the entire head, anywhere on the head you shave, you're going to bald, you're going to be chayiv. Tamalama barashim, says barashim, the rabbi is to include kol harash, to include the entire head, it means barashim, anywhere on your head, you're going to be chayiv.
Yeah.
Let's continue the Gemara.
So what happened over here? See, next to the Gemara is going to bring the Gezer Shabbat. What's the method of learning that we go from? What's the method of learning that we jump from one pasuk to the other here? We started with Israel. We started from that pasuk. We're going to say, okay, how do we know that it means all of the Rosh? Because over there it says over where, by us it says Bereshit. How did you make that jump? No, karpa karpa is not how you made that jump. That's how we make the jump. That's the next piece of the Gemara. How did we make the jump here?
I forgot exactly what it's called. There is a lima like that. There are one lima like that, but it's not clear what place.
Talking about the same subject matter.
Yeah, because it's the same halacha. And if it's not clear in one place,
they're going to dispute. They're going to say, "Over here we're talking about the Kohanim. Over there we're talking about the Israeli." Then we're going to make karpa karpa. So what was the original way of jumping?
The original wasn't a jump. Originally, we're saying if the Torah says one thing in another place and it elaborates in another place, that explains the escape. That's one of the ways. That's one of the drushes. I've got what it's called. Yeah, that's what you go. If it's not clear in one place and it is clear in another place, you explain it. Explains to the place where it's unclear. Take away the place where the Torah did spell it out. You put it on the other case.
We're going to say, but you can't learn like that because we're only talking about Kohanim. And over here we're talking about Israelim. And then we're going to say, now we're going to use the
Fine,
now we're going to use the Gezer Shabbat. So I was asking the first step. How do we make that?
No, the first step, there is such a leap.
Yeah.
What do you say, Frank?
Jump of what?
The first step.
Define the first step.
The first step, we're talking about the pasuk of the Israelim,
yeah.
Right? That he makes a gash or this and that.
Yeah.
And then it says, and the question of the Gemara says, how did you then learn out that all the head, right? From the pasuk of Barashayim, but that's in the first pasuk that we have, right? So how did we jump from that second pasuk to the first pasuk?
Again, I would say karka karka. Just each pasuk has a karka.
I understand, but that's not it. Because it's assuming that we have a limud going from one pasuk to the other pasuk. It's assuming we have a limud that's unaddressed. It doesn't tell us what the limud is. Because then it breaks that limud and it says no, you can't make that jump from the second pasuk of Israel to the Kohen because one pasuk is talking about the Israel and one pasuk is talking about the Kohen. Then we make the jump of karka karka. Then we make the jump of karka karka. So my question is, what's the first way we made the jump? That was the question.
Okay. So let's see the Gemara. Also, how do we understand that Bnei Nechem, what are we saying? We're connecting the light discarded by Israel to by a kind. Just like by over there it says. Sorry, so just to explain, what was the Gemara's time? We said, I would think that since it says Bnei Nechem, maybe it's only literally between your eyes. So how would I know also your entire head? Come on, said Tom, we said the pasuk teaches me like Barashim, that anywhere, just to understand. Then why didn't really think it meant only between your actual eyes? It meant like by tefillin. It's like by tefillin, between your eyes is only this spot over here. So here also we thought maybe that's the only spot. Come on, Shmuel, it's on the entire head. But let's see the wire further. I only know this halacha by kehani because that's where the pasuk was written. The pasuk was written Barashim that their chayiv is shaving the entire head. That was by kehanim. Now maybe it's only by kehanim this halacha shariba behen hakasa, because the pasuk the Torah included to them mitzvah yisterus. Kehanim have many extra mitzvahs the Israel don't have. They have that they can't become tamei meis. They can't marry a divorcee. Kehanim have many halachas. So maybe here also this halacha that they have an isur to make a bald spot anywhere on the head. Maybe it's only by Kohanim. But maybe Yisrael should only be Bnei Nechem, which means over here we put our tefillin just like Bnei Nechem, but tefillin means over here, by right, a little above the forehead. Here also, it should be, maybe it should be the same halacha. Maybe Yisrael should be different. Maybe Yisrael should be Bnei Nechem only, like by tefillin, that's only that spot is where it's a problem to shave. So it's again the Eli of a Kahanim Shariva Behan Hakosuf Mitzvahs Yisayrus. I only know how this is possible by Kahanim that they can't make a bald spot on the entire head because the Torah included them. They included them for many mitzvahs. The Yisrael, we know, a widow in Yisrael can't shave, can't make a bald spot anywhere. So Mara answers Ne'amar Kan Karcha. It said over here Karcha, and never la alone Karcha. It said over by Yisrael Karcha, and it says Ne'amar. It says by Kahanim Karcha. What's that?
I understand, but this is the Gezeira Shava after the person's Imam is broken.
How are you defining the person's Imam? What are you calling the person's Imam?
We just made a jump. It just says the Gemara said, it says over there, Bereshit. It says over there in the head. So it must be the Gemara was thinking maybe because we're talking about it in the same topic matter, in the subject matter. How did it jump from the second pasuk to the first pasuk? How did it do that? That was my question. So Rabbi Mordechai said that maybe it's just a limud in terms of same subject matter.
I don't know. To me, it seems to be saying, how do you know? The question is, how do we know that Yisrael doesn't mean only between the eyes, because it has karcha with the pasuk with Kohanim and the pasuk with the Yisrael, and just like with the Kohanim, it's referring to the whole head. So too with the Yisrael, it's the whole head.
Let's continue.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. So Eliyahu Kahanim Shu.
I hear you. You're right, but
let's continue here. Eliyahu. So let's go. Eliyahu Kahanim Shu. And I call him Mitzvah Yisrael. Yisrael Minayin. So Ne'amar Kan Karcha. It said over here by Yisrael Karcha, right? The Ne'amar La'alon Karcha. It said over there also with Karcha. Ma La'alon Chayev. I'll call Karcha the Karcha. What is it just like over there by Kohanim? Chayiv, I'll call karcha the karcha. You chayiv on each and every one, which is really the first halacha our Gemara brought down. So once we're asked why we're throwing on all these halacha, just like by a kain, right? We made the drasha of laikruv karcha. There was original halacha that we said that you chayiv on each and every bald spot by a kain, and just like we said the chayiv al harosh kamein harnayim, just like by a kain we said you chayiv on the entire head, just like you chayiv like between the eyes. If you make a bald spot on the entire head, you're also chayiv. Afkan, also here by Yisrael, chayiv al kol karcha v'karcha. You're chayiv on each and every bald spot, right? Even if you did a few. The chayiv al arayish, kebe neinayim. And you're chayiv on the head, like between the eyes, you're chayiv on the entire head. And then you want to throw it in a 30. Umal alon alameis. Afkan alayis. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Now, one halacha, in this Gezeira Shava, we're going to learn Kohen from Yisrael, right? The first two halachas, we're learning two halachas from a Kohen, right? We're learning just like a Kohen is chayiv on each and every bald spot. And just like a Kohen is chayiv on the entire head. So too, Yisrael is chayiv on each and every bald spot and on the head. Now, we're going to take the Gezeira Shava the other way, in the other direction, right? Ma'ala alon ala meis. Just like further on by the Yisrael, right? It says on the pasuk lameis. It says lameis, afkan lameis. Here also by the Kohanim, it's on the meis. So now going the other way. Now we're learning.
Oh, so it never said the Kohanim that they would they cut it.
It doesn't say the meis.
It never says meis.
It doesn't say meis in that pasuk.
So now you apply that backwards and say the Kohen they have the chiyuv also.
Is referring
to somebody who's dead.
Is only referring to a case that he's doing on a meis.
So that means if we make bald spots or scratches on our head. It's not
how the mikvah
we're allowed to do it.
I mean, now that I hurt yourself, but it's not an issur deraisa. It depends. For this issur, we're not talking about issur peis or issur on the beard. This issur, likru karcha, is referred to specifically in grief on a dead body. To make a bald spot or to scratch yourself, to hurt yourself in any way, make a wound. That's referred to on mace. Now, there's a different issur about making bald spots and shaving off in the places of peis. That's a different halacha. If you scratch yourself, stam, right? You're not getting the issur deraisa. Of Laikhu Karcha. We do other problem in Ishbatul and Ashna Seicham, you're not getting the Isra of Laikhu Karcha.
If I want to have a special haircut and I want bald spots on my head to act like you do today, is that permitted?
It's not this Isra. It's a different, it's like the Goyim, it's a different problem because you're copying the Goyim, but it's not the Isra derisa of Laikhu Karcha. You learn the Kitzur Shulchanach, it's different. If you're trying to copy the Goyim, it's a different Isra. But it's not this Isra. This Isra is specifically doing a bald spot on in grief over a dead body.
But if somebody tries to do this, it doesn't succeed, and then it just kind of does it.
If he didn't do it, he didn't do it. Well, the Gemara later just because
his intention was to do it.
If he didn't by Avera, if he didn't do the Avera, then it says that by Jewish people, if we plan on doing Avera, we don't do the Avera, it's not counted. If we plan on doing a mitzvah, we don't do it, then it's key, like we did the mitzvah. If we're planning on doing Avera, we didn't do it, it's not like we did the Avera. That's how it works. The Gemara says that's how it works by Jews.
The last mission in
Machos. I'm going
to
get to it.
Last mission
in Machos. Last mission, I'm
going to
get to it.
Last mission in Machos. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Let's see the bottom. Revons. Shel Fishar, let's see the second bottom line. Said the end. Like, Tiskaydu, be strong. If the Pasuk of Tiskaydu, right? Which is the Devarim Perik Yedal Pasuk Aleph, was by Yisrael. The pasuk of Yikruku that we speak about the whole time from the beginning of the Gemara is by Kehana. The pasuk of Yikruku, Parakhaf al Pasuk K, that was by Kehana. And what the Gemara say originally, I would think maybe by Yisrael, the whole Isser, it's only the whole Isser of balding out is only Bein Ha'inayim, which is between, meaning what? What does it mean? It doesn't mean literally between your eyes, shading your eyebrows, balding out your eyebrows. It means Beresh in the head, Sabbath Labadah, is close to the forehead, just like the place of the tefillin. But just like the place of the tefillin, where we know we're from the tefillin, that's what Bein Einecho would mean. I would think also that that's what Bein Einecho means. That's what Ritva says. Just like in Kedushin explains Bein Einecho, I mean over here. Here also, of course, you didn't think it's literally between your eye. You thought it's going to be the place like Bein Einecho by tefillin. So we said, no, we learned from the first pasuk, we learned from Kehana that that's not so. From Karcha, Karcha, no, it's the entire. That we said, Einli, the Chayel al Kolarash, al Kehana. We said maybe the whole, that's where Esther originally, maybe the whole Esther of doing the entire head is on Kehanim. Tahu, because this word of Bereisham, Kehanim Ksif. So how do you know that even a Yisrael who doesn't have so many mitzvahs has an Esther to make a bald spot anywhere on the head? So we said, that's what we learned today. We learned that Xer Shava, Karcha Karcha, which so we got two halachas in one direction and one halacha in the other direction. Right, we learned from Kayin to Yisrael. In that direction, we learned two halachas. Right, first of all, we learned that in every single scratching your chayit, and also
each and every bald spot or scratch.
Sorry, each and every bald spot your chayit, and second, we learned that also that anywhere on the head your chayit, and then the other direction, we took the Yisrael from Yisrael to a Kayin. So like by Yisrael says on a mace, the whole Israel crying is specifically on a mace, not just because you're in grief, because you're upset about something that happened to you. But it has to be specifically you're upset about a mace, and that's why you're acting like this.
Oh, for the Kohanim to learn by
mace. Right. For Kohanim, they're also, it's referring to only, not just for Kohanim stop doing it because he's in a mood or he's upset. Specifically, he's doing a grief over a mace.
Now, a mace is on a Jewish mace?
That's a good question.
Like, I was talking about the World Trade Center, you had 3,000, however many people died over there, yeah?
Right.
So, and some of them were Jewish, and let's say you decide to make a bald spot on your head. You're chayav on all 3,000, or you're chayav on only the Jewish ones?
I don't know, that's a good question. It says mace. I don't care for the process, it doesn't say Jewish, but it says on a mace. The point is that you're not having a muna. The point is that you're getting so upset, you're not having a muna, and Hashem just thinking you're getting upset. See, and you're doing an action of kfira. You're going against Hashem in an action. He's not thinking about Hashem. So that's an Isser Deraisa. So that's an Isser Deraisa. What action to not understand Hashem, not believe in the next world, it's not under the guy, and why they do these things. To not believe in the next world, so they're just upset, everything's all over. It's going against a lot of the things of Emunis. This is the next world, there's Hashem in charge. This Isser. So that's what they say. How's it possible to get 6 million Malkus at one time, in one action?
Make one move on account of the Shoah.
Yeah, let's say someone there get upset and they scratch themselves one time, they bull themselves one time. Maybe he gets the 5-6 million malchus. Maybe it's not so simple. We're seeing why it's doing that. We'll see. Right, that we'll see once we get to the Gemara. We had the Mishnah spoke about that case today. The Mishnah said if you do, right, one street on many mason, we're going to bring a drush of a sarat that you chayv on each for everyone. Even if you do one scratch on many mason, you chayv on. So I don't know if this guy's ever going to finish his malchus, but he's going to keep on whipping him his whole life. He's going to keep on going back to get the malchus. This guy, but every one scratch we chayv 6 million of theirs in one scratch.
Question is, can you do tshuva all as one unit or each and every?
Okay, it's not going to help for malchus. Best thing is to give you malchus. Tshuva is not going to help you for best thing is malchus. If best that's going to be malchus, they need to give you 6 million malchus. Now the Gemara is going to get back to what we said originally. How do we start a Gemara? We said that you're chayiv on, we said that the actual Yukhul Karcha teaches me, you're chayiv on each and every balding. On every balding that you make. Now, what is that? I don't understand the scenario. Back up a minute. What's your scenario that you're making me chayiv at every time? We said, I would think you only chayiv once. Tam Olaymar, Karcha you chayiv on every single bold. What's the back up a minute? What's your case? I don't understand your case. I don't understand this. You know, it makes no sense to me. Cousin Mar said the bottom line of Chafa Bar Aleph, Hani Dar Vehe Krichas, Hechidam. These four or five Krichas, Hechidam, what's the case over here? What's the case of these four or five women? What happened? Hechidam, Hechidam, Hechidam. What's the, what happened over here? Elayma Bezeh Acher Zeh. What does the Elayma mean?
If you say.
If you say, right? E means if, and Layma means say. So Elayma, if you say. If it was this one after this one, five warnings. Shoot, that's simple. If the guy says someone will come and warn you, don't bowl yourself. The guy goes and bowls himself. Again, he tells him, don't bowl yourself, he bowls himself. So there was a hasra and then an action. He got one before everyone. Of course, it's five times. Right? So first of all, it's simple. So what do I need to possibly teach me? You get five times. It's obvious. Ellis, or rather, what must be the case? The Chabad Asura is one warning. That's not either good. If it was only one warning, why is it me with Chayiv, you Chayiv? If you got one warning, how many malchus are you going to get one warning? How many malchus do you get?
One.
If you get one malchus, one. So it's five warnings, you get five. It's one warning, you get one. What's this case that you would think you only get one? Comes a Chidin and tells you, no, you get five. What's the scenario? What happened over here? The Chayiv would say, the Asram, the El B'chada. The Asram, the El B'chada Asram. Me with Chayiv, are you Chayiv? But we learned that a Mishnah from Nazir, a Nazir is drinking wine the whole day. He's not allowed to drink wine, a Nazir. He's drinking wine, he's taking down the wine, he's getting drunk, he keeps on drinking wine. If we warned him once in the morning, don't drink wine, he's drinking wine the whole day, we didn't keep on warning him. Someone saw him before they left, he sees a guy at a bar, he said, don't drink that. And the guy's sitting in the bar the whole day, he keeps on drinking wine. He's chayiv only once. Otherwise, al tishta. Every time you have a guy standing in the bar, the bartender, like a religious Jew, tell him, don't drink. And he drinks. And every time the guy says he wants to order more, he says, don't drink, and he drinks it. He says, al tishta. Vahusha, he said, he drinks. Chayiv, I'll call al-chayiv, chayiv on every one. So if you get one once, you chayiv once. If you get one many times, every time you get one, you chayiv. So what's our case that we're telling you, that we're telling you a major chiddush? By the way, you're chayiv. A four or five times. You would think Yichayim only once. Come Karcha teaches you Yichayim four or five times. What's the scenario that what are we talking? What's going on over here? So let's see the top. Let's see the Rivan. Hari Garcinan. Ella Bechada Hasra. Right, but let's see about it. We don't have to get an argument to Basachas. So he said, Ella the Asra. It must be. You warned him. Chada Hasra. One warning. For us, he went to Karach and he bolded b'zachar zeh. One after he does five bolds. There's one, two, three, four, five. Mi mechayv? Are you chayv? Patznan v'chulu ein chayv ala achas. If you only warn him one time, you only chayv once. Hayul v'loy atzrei. Since you didn't warn him, elachad asra. One warning. Va'af al gad v'shtiyase b'zachar zeh. Even though he drinks this there and after that, even though he takes a few drinks, he takes a drink, he puts it down. He takes another drink, he puts it down. Doesn't matter. He only chayv once. V'shtiyav b'achas koyim. Leko. He said, with you, there's no such thing of drinking at one time. So even though he drank, then he put it down, That's all considered one drinking. So he said, then, but you only get one. If you tell him, al tishta, master by the chosh tishti, you warn him every single time. Then what I said, then you get five times. What's our case? Let's jump tomorrow. We'll see the answer. Tomorrow's answer. It's fine. Shkayach.
Yeah,
sorry, Chavetz Chaim. What's we'll do with Chavetz Chaim now? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. On the Shirum clock, we have 10 minutes. Oh, thank you, Rabbi Ruben. Yeah, maybe some Jews will return. Yeah. got fired by his comments. Maybe some Jews will learn Torah because of us. So today we're up to the first chapter in Sefer Shmiras HaLosh. We're starting the first chapter. So you can hear all your Chedusha. The whole world can hear your Chedusha.
Yeah, it's really hard to edit it out.
It's fine, it's good. The whole world will hear everybody's Chedusha.
This is live.
You don't have to only hear me, you hear everybody.
But this is live or is
it
a website?
JerusalemCast.com.
This isn't live.
Oh, fun. So let's see over here. So let's try to get in a few minutes of Chavetz Chaim before we lose our time. So what is it over here? In this chapter, we're going to explain, we're going to elaborate why it's so strict, why the Torah is so strict in this Avera so much. So it's written, we know the Pasuk says, Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim, or the other learned stuff, who's the man who wants life, who desires life, who loves the days to see God, what should he do? The Torah L'Shein Chemera, right? Guard your tongue from me, right from Tehel on Lama Dav, we say on Shabbos, some of us hopefully if we come on time, in Tehel on Shabbos, we say on Davini. The word of the person, who is the man who desires life and who loves days to see good? Guard your tongue from evil. What do the Farshim say? Why does the Pasuk say Chafetz Chaim desires life and who loves days? What's the difference? Chafetz Chaim is referring to Chaim Nitzchiim, Elam Haba. Who's the man who wants life? Who wants everlasting life? Wants Elam Haba. And Ayiv Yamim Lerestev, who loves days to see good, that's in this world. Because why? Because this world, compared to the eternity, is just considered Yamim of a few days. Right, we're just here for a short time.
Yes,
so he's saying, it's interesting. Why is the Pasuk telling you, you want to get Olam Haba and a good Olam Haba and a good Olam Hazah, make sure to guard your tongue. So a lot of things he could have said you could do. They say learn Torah, they say, you could say a lot of things. Why specifically telling you, by the way, David HaMelech saying, you know what? You want to have next world in this world? Guard your tongue. Lysa, he says, we've already spoken, there's 248 essays, 365 Lysa essays. Now, everything Hashem says, all of them, Hashem said to her, look at what I'm giving you from you. I'm giving you life and the good. And my mother says, I says over there, if you choose to do all these mitzvahs, you'll get good, you'll get life. If not, you'll get death. So why is the Pasuk telling the Melech saying specifically on Lashon Har? He's like pinpointing this idea to go specifically on Shmiras HaLashon. So he's saying, but according to, if you look at what we learned at the beginning of Sefer Chavetz Chaim, we went through all the negative commandments, all the positive commandments, on one who gets entrapped in this bitter Avera of Lashon Hara, we understand why it's saying, David HaMelech saying this. Because David HaMelech wanted to tell us that since this, in general, Lashon Hara is a general case where you get a lot of licenses and a lot of assays, so you'd rather say on this pasuk that a person should really very, very be careful. So from this, you'll know also to be careful in everything. That's what he said. Since there's so many licenses and assays in this case, saying if the amounts warn you on this, you'll understand from here to be careful on all licenses and all assays. Now, the Chassidim said it's simple that a person should be careful not to say Lashon Hara, to embarrass someone when it's going to damage him and to lose his parnasa, or to embarrass him for sure, it's simple. You don't have to tell you not to speak Lashon Hara. It's obvious. You see the damage and it's done. But if you say Lashon Hara, you make a guy lose his business. Right? You're going to embarrass him in the public. For sure, don't say Lashon Hara. Right? For sure, a person should understand to be careful with these things. However, even if a person is not going to see any damage coming out of his words, you still have to be careful. Even just to cause your friend's name to be looked down at, that's the next level that we have to work on. So the first level we have to work on is the level that's obvious. Don't say Lashon Hara, that's going to damage a person. It's going to damage his business, it's going to embarrass him in public. And then the next thing you can work on also, the next level you get to is don't even talk to someone who's just, it's going to damage the person themselves. Right, where you don't really see the damage on the outside, it's going to hurt his feelings, it's going to put him down. That's like the next level we get to. But he said eventually a person starts from step one. I don't want to start speaking bad about a person, going to damage him monetarily or going to damage and embarrass them in public, then eventually, over time, also, you'll get to not speak Lashon Hara at people, even though it's hurting their feelings. It can be worse, but even then, eventually, and eventually, it'll become clean totally and be perfect and pretty good in Ben Adam L'Chavera. Now, if you look at the passage further, it says, Sur Meira, Vasteitan. Ezra Chavos Chaim said, don't speak Lashon Hara. What does it say afterwards? It says, Sur Meira, go away from bad and do good. Which means, Chavos Chaim is understanding this part to be an introduction. If a person is careful from speaking Lashon Hara, if you guard your tongue, and you observe the life, then you'll merit to do the rest, then you'll be merit to surah around and say to go away from bad and to do good. So many think there's a sukkah of a flow to that. What does it say first? The Torah surah around, don't speak Lashon Hara. What does it say after that? And then it says a general, surah around, go away from all bad, from all 365 blessings say. Fa'asaytev and do good in general. Saying, so a person guards himself from Lashon Hara, then they'll get to do surah around and say that. Someone who's involved in Lashon Hara, they're already involved in so many lav and anastays that are messed up, it's going to be very hard for them to get to any other areas to go away from the bad and to do the good. So he says, this is the main Ben Adol L'Chavera. And Ben Adol L'Makkah says, being careful of Lashon Hara is the main Averis that a person transgresses between man and his fellow, and between man and Hashem. And it sounds like also from Chazal that this one, which we're going to bring for the Gemara and Erich, which we're going to bring that later, says the Lashon Hara is equal to the three cardinal sins, which we're going to bring that later. We see from a lot of Chazal that the Aver itself is very bad. This Aver alone, besides what the effect that it has afterwards, it makes the person do many more Averus and it makes a person spiral downward. And therefore, we're going to try to explain on what and why is the Aver from the most strict Averus in the Torah.